Blog Talk Radio.
Here with John Crowder.
I firmly believe in Token the Ghost, right? I have a little Jehovah Wanna.
No pie in the sky when you die by and by.
And I want to say to all you scribes, Pharisees, heresy hunters, all of you that are going around picking little bits of doctrinal error out of everybody's eyes.
Bam! 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 Boom! The pan! Bam! Bam! Bam!
For God's gonna shoot you.
Welcome to Apocrypha Alert with Jackie Alnor on Rapture Ready Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Apostasy Alert. I'm your host, Jackie Alnor, and what I'd like to do tonight is play a portion of an interview that I did over the phone with Brittany Koper, the granddaughter of the founders of the Trinity Broadcasting Network, Jan and Paul Crouch, who is involved in all this litigation back and forth over her trying to bring TBN into some state of accountability. As many of you know, because not only have I talked about it, but it's been in the news for quite a while now, is that Brittany was working at TBN as the chief financial officer and found so many wrong things in the books that she just, you know, had to bring them to account for, and they would have no accountability to her or anyone else. And so, of course, she became their enemy, and they terminated her. And not only did they fire her, but they also fired her father, Paul Crouch Jr., who was almost single-handedly running the network for quite some time because of the feebleness of his father, Paul Crouch. And also, as we're going to find out, even her brother Brandon was let go after Brittany filed her lawsuits against a couple of TBN lawyers that had been working on behalf of TBN to help cover up the dirty business going on behind the scenes. You know, you've heard me speak for so long against the heresies and the evil claims of the prosperity gospel and the abuse and the fleecing of the sheep of God. And I've been talking about those things for so long, and yet for years I've been hearing rumors of some of the most vile wickedness one can imagine against the Crouch family, Jan and Paul and Matthew Crouch as well. And you know, and I haven't reported on that much because I just felt it had to be, those things had to be confirmed by more than one witness. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Brittany is the second witness of these, to see these events firsthand. The first witness being Kelly Whitmore back in around 2005 when she was the assistant of Jan Crouch, and she came forward with a lot of information that was, quite frankly, so shocking that it came close to being unbelievable that I was concerned about reporting it back then. Even when I wrote my book, The Fleecing of Christianity, I left out all of those rumors of Jan's promiscuity and Paul Crouch's bent towards same-sex attraction and all of these horror stories and the thugs that they would use to intimidate people, all of things like this. I just dealt with what I could see and document on Christian television as I've been documenting it and taping it for 25 years now. So I didn't want to touch those things, but now that the second witness and even more viable witness has come forward, Brittany Koper, I think I can freely speak on some of these things because we already know that the Crouch's theology is corrupt. But any time doctrine is false, so is the morality of the people who are proclaiming it. That just seems to be a given. And now we know from her testimony as a second witness that these things are reliable. Until just recently, Brittany was under a court restraining order put on her by TBN not to speak to anybody about them or anything. And then when it lifted, it gave us the opportunity to talk freely. She won't be talking about the details of the court case, but she will speak, as you will hear, just about the interaction in her family and the different things going on behind the scenes. Now, I found Brittany to be intelligent, articulate, and a highly educated woman. She has a master's degree. She's very brave to do what she is doing. And people who have accused her of being after the money, they have nothing to stand on, considering the fact that she was in a very high position at TBN and was positioned to where she could live like the king and queens that they live. But she chose truth rather than to go along with their sin and to be an accomplice to the crime they've done against the body of Christ. So without further ado, here's Brittany.
I'm doing the right thing. Like, this is the right thing to do. And that's why I'm able to continue doing it. You know, despite the you know, rash of lawsuits and all these, you know, flying accusations and, you know, every day being another, you know, sparring match with, you know, my family. So, yeah, it's a long road, but I'm definitely in it for the long haul. You know, I'm certainly not doing this to try and, you know, quote unquote, you know, get a big payday. Like, everybody's like, oh, she just wants a payday, and it's like, no, you know, believe me, there are easier things in life to do in order to earn a living. And I'm really doing this to, I think the world needs to know. You know, I really think that. I really feel convicted to tell the truth and to stand up to what's right. You know, TBN has bullied so many people over the past 30 years, they've gotten away with it because they are scary people. They're terrifying, and they have endless funds to you know, continue their reign of terror, and they've been able to intimidate people and, you know, scare them into keeping quiet and spend money on attorney's fees to get them to keep their mouth shut. And unfortunately for them, you know, I'm not easily intimidated, and that's not going to happen.
Who do you see?
Who
do you see as the biggest, as the one calling these shots to be intimidating to people, you know, of your relatives?
Well, right now I really see it as my Uncle Matt. You know, he's a very vengeful person. And this is personal for him. You know, I quote unquote blew the whistle on, you know, many of the illegal things that were happening in regards to his income. Like, you know, for example, his income was not reported on their 990s, and that was one of the things I was bringing up and going, what's going on here? The hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of payments to his for-profit company, which were not properly recorded on their on TBN's 990s and are legally required to do so. So he has it out for me. You know, this is a personal vendetta that he is waging against me. And you know, he and my grandmother have a very interesting relationship, a very close relationship. And so she's supporting him, and there you have it. There's two members of the board of directors of the three, so it's a majority of the board. I also feel like it's TBN's general counsel, John Kastoria. He's calling a lot of these shots. I mean, he's their general counsel. If TBN were doing something that were not in the best interest of TBN, it's his job to speak up and say otherwise, and, you know, he's not. He's continuing down this road, and the further they go, the more they're going to be exposed, and that's fine with me because that's what I'm trying to do anyway. My grandparents have not spoken to me or really anybody in my family since October. It's very odd, you know. It's like I'm dead to them, and at first it was very hurtful, you know, because I was very close to my grandmother, especially when I was in high school and college. And for some reason, she just totally cut me out of her life. And, you know, I've reached out to her, called her, you know, we used to exchange text messages all the time, and, you know, I love you, Grandma. And Thanksgiving was definitely very, very hard for me. It was a very emotional day. Just because it was the first Thanksgiving, you know, I haven't had my grandmother's stuffing.